the Minister of Finance budget statement analyzed correctly the difficulties in our economy. Its consistency and reliability and credibility of government policies and their implementation. Throughout the history of our independence, government produces economic policies which they don't implement. So I would say that what needs to be done in the Zimbabwe economy is implementation consistently, persistently, and sustainably. But policies that government promulgates are not just slogans for the time being, and that policies are not scattered and abandoned in midstream. That investors, whether they are local investors, and there are many Zimbabweans who would like to invest in their country, who have no confidence that their investment is secure, or even if they are foreign, their concerns are exactly the same.
You were in government yourself for a number of years. Where exactly does the problem emanate from when it comes to the implementation matrix?
The problem emanates from our politics. Our government, particularly the head of state and government, commander-in-chief and all those titles he has, is a short-term person who wants to please people there and then. He has no staying power for difficult policies. So he then requires those who work under him to behave like he wants immediate gratification.
But those who support Mr. Mugabe will say sanctions negatively impacted on Zimbabwe's economy.
There are no sanctions, blessing. You know that. Mugabe knows that. Everybody knows that. But even if there were, blessing, Zimbabwe would not have been the first country to be under sanctions. Rhodesia grew under mandatory economic sanctions. Iraq was under economic sanctions. Iran is currently under economic sanctions. But their economies are not dwindling and declining like ours is. So Mugabe and his team have always been keen on passing the blame and scapegoat. It's time we accepted that we are our own liberators and that responsibility for our growth and development lies with us, not with other people. Other people can help us, indeed may help us, but primarily we can't bank our fate on other people when we ourselves are doing nothing.
Some are also saying the reason why ZANU-PF behaves the way it is behaving is because the opposition is very weak, and as a result, it is giving Mr. Mugabe a blank check.
Well, there is no doubt that the opposition is weak, but that's no excuse, because Mugabe went to the electorate to seek a mandate to serve the people, not to serve the opposition. So it is a nonsense to make an argument like that.
Dr. Makoni, there is also this talk of a grand coalition. Are you in it?
I want to reaffirm what I said before. In January 2012, I called formally for a grand coalition for change. And I'm not claiming special credit for it, but I'm saying I'm one of those who has advocated that all Zimbabwean leaders, leaders in politics, leaders in business, leaders in the profession, leaders in civil society, and other categories of leadership need to work together to solve the problems that our people are confronting on a daily basis. So the answer to the first part of your question is yes, I am sorry. Am I in it? No, I'm not in it because a grand coalition doesn't exist yet.